Greetings from outdoors. I play the keyboard for a little country church, and after one of the COVID careful services, I complained to my husband that it felt wrong somehow to play hymns when no one was singing. He pointed out that perhaps the congregation was not singing, but a cricket was. To be technical, crickets do not sing. It's more like percussion, the sound made by striking or scraping. And in the case of crickets, the sound is made by scraping, almost exactly the way the sound is made when playing the Latin percussion instrument, the güiro. You know the one. It's made from a gourd or a fish-shaped piece of wood with little serrations on the top. A musician scrapes it with a stick. A male cricket has a very thick vein on each wing. This vein has somewhere between 50 and 300 microscopic serrations. When the cricket pulls his toothed vein across his wing, it makes a rhythmic sound, like a güiro. To amplify the sound, the cricket raises its wing to a 45-degree angle and raises its wing and body to act as an echo chamber, and that makes the chirps louder, or at least loud enough for the female crickets to hear. And no, females do not have ears. They detect sounds with eardrum-like organs just below the knees on their front legs. When the male cricket scrapes the specific rhythm of his species, the female can locate an appropriate mate even in high grass. Once he is found by a female, the male changes his chirp and produces the courtship song, but he's not singing, it's percussion. I'm Kagan Herringa, outdoors.